And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of June, 2016's Flag Day. It was on this day, 1777, the Second Continental Congress approved the Stars and Stripes as the flag of the United States. It was on this date, 1966, the Vatican abolished the Index of Prohibited Books that Roman Catholics were forbidden to read for fear of endangering their faith or their morals. At one time or another, the Index included Copernicus and Galileo, John Locke, Thomas Hobbes, Immanuel Kant, Jean-Paul Sartre, Jonathan Swift, Victor Hugo, Flaubert, Graham Greene. None of Karl Marx's work ever made the list, nor anything written by James Joyce, D.H. Lawrence, or Charles Darwin. It's the birthday of the photojournalist Margaret Bourke White, born in the Bronx, New York, 1904. Famous as a documentary photographer for Life magazine, photographed the liberation of the Buchenwald concentration camp, the partition of India and Pakistan, and many other stories. It's the birthday of the novelist Mona Simpson, born in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 1957. Her father was Syrian. Her mother grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. Before her parents married, they had a son they gave up for adoption. Simpson was born after the marriage. She did not find out until she was 25 years old that she had this brother, and her brother turned out to be Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple. Mona Simpson wrote of him, "Even as a feminist, my whole life I'd been waiting for a man to love. When I was 25, I met that man, and he was my brother." She wrote about Steve Jobs in her novel, A Regular Guy. Mona Simpson, who said, "The tincture of life most rarely found in art is happiness." Here's a poem for today by Sonia Johansson, Ode to the Pull-Out Couch. Which once belonged to your great-grandparents, but belongs to us now, and still works, even if the cushions are pretty well flattened, and the stuffing is coming out from one armrest, and the color, which was probably once cream with red stitching, has become mostly a muddy rust, and which is always called a couch and never ever a sofa, just as a pocketbook is not a purse, a bureau is not a dresser, and pants are not slacks. Only snooty people on TV would call a couch a sofa, or rich people, or maybe people from away, which we are not. Because if we were any of those, instead of just a pull-out couch, we would have a guest room with a comforter and duvet, which no guests would ever sleep under because they would be staying at a five-star hotel where we would join them for a five-star dinner instead of the supper we cook for our cousins up from Alfred, which makes them still from here and not from away, so they can't afford to go out to dinner, much less afford a fancy hotel room, even if there was a hotel in town, which there is not. And after our supper, and before we wake up early to take them ice fishing, we pull out the couch and give them pillows and blankets and maybe even the granny square afghan, and they get to sleep by the wood stove with the extra cats and know that they are welcome. Ode to the Pull-Out Couch by Sonia Johansson, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.